Hey everybody, Mark Ashton here, coming to you from the Detroit International Airport for the June 13th edition of Project 44. Now some of you may be wondering, hey Mark, why do you always seem to go to airports in order to do your video accelerators? And the reason is that's where I have time to kill and kind of get some interesting backgrounds for you here. So we thought we'd have the fountain in the background so that you could enjoy that while the accelerator is going on. Well, today you read the book of Joel, a whole book in one day. Kind of fun to read that package. And our study of the Old Testament now brings us to the group of writings that are called the Minor Prophets. Now, they were called Minor Prophets, not like they were in the minor leagues, you know, some kind of lesser prophets, but just because the books that they wrote were shorter books, though for the most part these men were not famous men who wrote these shorter books. But because the writings they left behind are shorter and they weren't so famous like Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, they're considered the Minor Prophets. Now, there are 12 individuals in the Old Testament who are named Joel, just that name, Joel. One was the son of Samuel, another one was one of David's mighty men, but we're not given any direct information about this author, the author of Joel, outside of what we find in the book, so we really don't know that much else about him. Now, before we briefly talk about what you read today, I want to mention that due to the brevity of these 12 books, they were all combined into one large scroll in ancient times before Jesus. And that scroll was known as the 12 Prophet Scroll because there were 12 minor prophets. This is something that should be easy to remember because there were 12 tribes of Israel, 12 disciples, and 12 minor prophets. Well, here's what happened in the book of Joel. A plague of locusts has just descended upon Judah, and it's wreaked terrible havoc in the land, creating a famine and setting the scenario for further natural disasters like fires, which may have been caused by an accompanying drought that came along with the locusts. The locusts have destroyed the crops, and because there's no crops, the cattle have nothing to eat, and they're all dying off. The economy is going downhill. And the drought that caused these disasters and the fires and everything that's gone along with this has left the nation of Israel in a state of utter ruin. It's even destroyed Judah's ability to worship because the grain and the wine that were there for the offerings were no longer being produced. Well, Joel points out this devastation as judgment from God. But more importantly, this devastation is a precursor, a foretaste, of the ultimate judgment that's to come. Perhaps the most important thing that happens in the book of Joel is that he introduces the concept of the day of the Lord. Now, when you see this phrase, when you see it in Joel or in prophets or other things, other writings, it's a day that's in the future. It's a very specific day. And many other biblical writers pick up on this image that comes out in the book of Joel. It's a day that we're still looking forward to, a day of massive destruction and devastation at the hand of God. As a matter of fact, if you want to remember one key phrase that is the key phrase for Joel's greatest contribution, think of the phrase, the day of the Lord. Now, one key indicator of the day of the Lord is that the sun, moon, and stars will all be darkened. Three times in the book of Joel, Joel mentions how the sun, moon, and the stars will be darkened. Their beacons will go out, and that correlates with the day of the Lord. We don't know exactly what this is going to be. Will it be an ultra eclipse? Will it be a series of bombs that causes the skies worldwide to darken so you can't see the sun, moon, and stars? Is there some other supernatural method that's going on? Well, we don't know. But we do know that devastation will follow the darkening of the sun, moon, and stars. Now, for those of you who like to study the end times, this day of the Lord with its darkening skies is one of the keys to determining the timeline in the process of what happens in end times events. It's one of those events that's picked up in Matthew 24 and in Revelation 6, and it's referred to in 1 Thessalonians as well. It enables us to put together a timeline of the tribulation. If you're interested in more on this, I'd encourage you to go to our website, cccomaha.org, and click on the Future Shock Message Series. In that series, one of those messages is dedicated to the timeline of the events based on this concept of the Day of the Lord. That's all I'll say about that, though. The Day of the Lord will be a day of awesome destruction and pain. God will bring a world of hurt against those who have set themselves up against him. Our response then and our response now should be the same. Even though the day of the Lord may be far off in the future, or it may be very near, we should turn to God now. This way we'll never be caught off guard. This is the point of chapter 2. Listen to this quote. Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. And this quote that I love, rend your hearts, not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity. Who knows, he may turn and have pity and instead leave a blessing. Well, after what happened in Judah, and before the day of the Lord, Joel reminds them and he reminds us that our only appropriate response is to repent. It's to turn to God with all of our hearts. It's surrender our hearts, not our garments. Joel is saying that what matters is what happens on the inside, not the religious customs and practices that you have or that they may have had in ancient times. So let me ask you this question. Is there something that you need to repent of today? Is there something that you need to turn from and turn towards God? Joel's words are the same to you. Rend your heart and not your garments, because the day of the Lord is coming, and you want to be right with God when that day comes. Well, this has been Mark Ashton reminding you that the day of the Lord comes like a thief in the night. You never know when it's going to be here. Are you ready? I hope so. If not, turn to God today.